Bank of Cardiff, it's Jeremiah.
Why you sound so tired, Jeremiah?
It's early in the morning now.
I got news for you. I'm at the office 4 hours and I'm still exhausted.
Oh, man. Yeah, did you call it an early night last night?
You know, actually, last night I went to bed about 11, but man, I had a hard sleep. Slept good. And I had to shut that news off. I mean, you know, it's just, I'm trying to, now they got Giuliani, who I wanted as Attorney General, not a token Secretary of State. And I'd rather just see him as the Attorney General because he's good. He's good at the job.
Yeah. Yeah. That, leaving that news on, it'll just kind of get you to fight your sleep. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm a news junkie. you know, I know Giuliani personally.
Oh, wow.
I know a lot of those guys. And, yeah, I knew Giuliani when we were enemies back in the 70s and 80s. But he's my buddy now. I had dinner with him and Trump a couple of weeks ago at my friend's house. It was 2 weeks before. It was a little fundraiser. 90 people. They raised more money with 90 guys having dinner at my friend's house. He got a big-ass mansion, my buddy. Mm-hmm. And he's the largest independent air conditioning company in the country. So he hosted it. So I spoke with Giuliani for 20 minutes, and I said, well, what about this guy? Talk about Trump. I don't know Trump. He says, well, let's put it this way, Al. Why are we worried about him? Because we're going to have the dream team in there. When he said that to me, I said, wow. Why worry about him? We're going to have the dream team, Giuliani said. I said, that's all I need to know. I'm a...
So how's Giuliani doing? Is he winning?
Giuliani's going to be in the administration.
Oh, he's going to be in the administration. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, he's going to be in the administration.
And how are you guys, you said you were enemies before. What happened?
Oh, he tried to deregulate an industry. Well, he was Attorney General that I was in New York at the time, and we fought him, and we lost, and I called him a lot of names back in them days. I was a young wild cowboy. I was 25 years old. I'm 61 today, and he was about 35, 40, young prosecutor, and he tried to deregulate an industry that me and a bunch of people were in. I cursed him right through his face. He never forgot it, but we became friends many years later during some political fundraisers. So,
there you go. It always works out like that, you know?
Yeah, it does. He was one of the greatest mayors that New York ever had. My mother loved him. He was a great prosecutor, real fair guy. Never got dirty with anybody. So he's going to be real strong. He's Trump's number one cop. Johnny, did you get the copy of the transmission? Facts. Hey, Jeremiah, when you get to the office, can you call me and let me know you got everything?
Yeah, actually, I'm here. I did get the facts. Did you send me a copy of Deborah's driver's license?
I sure did. I think I sent it to your phone.
Oh, okay. I didn't receive it. Can you resend it to my phone?
I sure will. Give me about 5 minutes.
And then real quick while I got you on the phone, what is Deborah's email address?
It's VEGI 724. You can use Gmail. She has most of the shit from home anyway.
Okay. So you said VETI, V as in Victor, E as in Edward.
No, V, but like that, VEG as in George, I 724.
Veggie 724 at gmail.com.
Yeah, you can tell she's a vegetarian.
Is she the one who cooks you all your dinners?
Yes, he does.
Except she's a vegetarian?
She's not 100% vegetarian no more. I got her back on meat, thank God. Yeah. You know what the women do? Every 5 years they find something else that they write in the books.
Uh-huh.
They do it for 5 years and change it.
That's a good point. You're speaking from experience there, so I should learn something.
Oh, I'm married 42 years.
Oh, wow, congrats, man. That's awesome.
Yeah. Hey, I'll get that over to you and call you in an hour as soon as I get in the office.
All right, sounds good, Al. Thanks.
All right, buddy.
Bye.